From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel in New York. I've been here all week reporting on the financial crisis, but I also had the opportunity to talk with actress Kristin Scott Thomas. She was Hugh Grant's ever single friend in Four Weddings and a Funeral back in 1994, and she played the romantic lead in The English Patient. Here she is with Ralph Fiennes.
Why did you follow me yesterday?
I'm sorry, what?
After the market, you followed me to the hotel.
I was concerned for a woman in that part of Cairo, a European woman. I felt obliged to.
You felt obliged to?
As the wife of one of our party.
So why follow me? Escort me, by all means, but follow me is predatory, isn't it?
For that role, Kristin Scott Thomas was nominated for an Oscar. She's currently on Broadway in Chekhov's The Seagull, and here she is in her latest film. It's called I've Loved You So Long. And in this scene, she is sharing a secret with the actress who plays her sister.
J'ai couché avec un homme la semaine dernière.
Quoi?
J'ai couché avec un homme la semaine dernière.
Où?
Un type. Dans un café. On est allé à l'hôtel.
If you're confused, it's because I've Loved You So Long is the English title of the subtitled version of Il y a longtemps que je t'aime, a French movie, and Kristin Scott Thomas, when she's not being an English actress, is equally a French actress.
Yes.
How did this happen?
Well, it happened very naturally. At 19, I moved to Paris, sort of slamming the door of my drama school because they said I wasn't good enough to be an actress. And so I decided to leave and try and forget about wanting to be an actress and ended up in France. There I got into drama school and just started working very small parts in very small films and then slightly larger parts in slightly larger films. And then I got discovered by Prince, the singer.
Mm-hmm.
Making a film in the south of France. I was hired as a sort of local actress who could speak English. And then 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I did my first play, which was Bérénice, which is in Avignon, in the theatre festival there.
So Racine, this is a classic French
yeah.
drama we're talking about.
Baptism of Fire, let me tell you. And so I've been working in France for 25 years.
Yeah, it's very puzzling. I saw the French thriller Tell No One and came away thinking there's a French actress who just reminds me incredibly of Kristin Scott Thomas and was informed at that moment that indeed it was you. How different is it to act in French and to act in English?
It's the same thing. It's just the structure of the film set. It's slightly different in that there isn't so much hierarchy and it's more décontracté. You know, it's more, you get the more of the feeling of something being homemade. The budgets are smaller, so there's less tension. It's more relaxed. It's fun. But it's the same process for me. You know, I'm pretending to be someone else.
The movie that's now opening in the United States, I've Loved You So Long, at least in New York and Los Angeles at first. In it, you play a character who is withdrawn for good reason, as it turns out. But the challenge is one of being rather absent from the movie.
Yeah, she's really switched off. This woman has closed down. And does not want communication, does not want to feel anything, does not want to express anything. She is a woman carrying a secret deep inside her and doesn't want anyone else to be in on that secret. And it was a challenge playing that part, but that's what we all crave, all us actresses. We all crave challenge. And that's one of the problems with working, certainly in the film industry, is that you're not often given that challenge.
I mean, I would have thought you could have your pick of whatever you wanted to do.
No, it's a problem in that people will constantly want you to be able to reproduce the latest hit, to reproduce the success of your last film, if your last film was a success.
Right.
So I've had quite a lot of aristocratic English adulteresses under my belt, which of course is, you know. It's just one thing that I'm able to do. Yeah.
You've had enough of that?
Yeah, but I always see I have had enough of it. But you know, that's the work that's there, and I'm a working actress, and sometimes you just have to do what's there.
You're appearing in New York in The Seagull for how much longer?
And only until December, just before Christmas, we all have to get back to our families.
And Arkadina, the woman you play in that, an over-the-top actress.
Yeah, well, just be careful about what you say about her, because I'm very, very fond of her. And I do identify very strongly with this woman, being a mother, being an actress, having all the anxieties that I think I can't believe an actress who says she doesn't have these anxieties of not working again, of getting older and seeing other actresses come up, of being concerned about your child's welfare, whether he's going to do well. All the sort of love that she has for her family, and this guilt that she's never there, she's always going away, she's always got suitcases, she's always coming, or she's just arrived, or she's just about to leave, or and this feeling of responsibility towards this family because she's become famous, and the play deals with this fascination with fame. It's just such a marvelous play. I love this part so much, and I know she's sort of riddled with faults, but I can't help but love her. And I get rather upset when people say,
if we're too
bitter
critical
and twisted and aging, and reality hurts.
We're cutting close to the bone, you feel, Wendy.
I do.
But the connection with fame is very interesting when you
yes,
say that. Isn't
yes.
It? You've experienced it in your life.
I have experienced it in my life. The one thing that Nina says, she thought that famous people would live with, you know, in a sort of rarefied atmosphere, but here they are crying and going fishing. And so there is, you know, even at that time, well, of course, at that time, there was this fascination with celebrity. The truth that comes out in the end, that it's not all about fame, it's about being able to endure. And I think that is absolutely the vital thing. And in my career anyway, I mean, that's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to keep on going for a long, long time, because I love what I do so much.
Well, Kristin Scott Thomas, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure.
Kristin Scott Thomas's new movie is called I've Loved You So Long, and she's also performing in New York on stage in Chekhov's The Seagull.